Okay, today is Daf Yud Dalid. We're on Daf Yud Dalid. We're on the top line. And new perek of Maseches Tamur, here we go. Yesh Karbanos Yachid, She'en B'Karbanos Tzibur. These halachas have nothing to do with Tamura. There are some rules that apply by a Yachid, by a Karban Yachid, and some rules that apply by a Karban Tzibur. Some differences only apply by a Karban Yachid, and some only apply by a Karban Tzibur. Right? This is not really about Tamura, but it's about general Karbanos. V'yesh Karbanos Tzibur, She'en B'Karbanos Yachid. And there are certain things, it's only going to be one thing, that apply by a Karban Tzibur that don't apply to a Karban Yachid. And here are the following three things that a Karban Yachid has that a Karban Tzibur doesn't have. Number one, Shekabanos Yachid Osen Tamura. A Karban Yachid, you can make Tamura. Again, you're not allowed to make Tamura, but you can. It's effective. V'ein Karbanos Tzibur Osen Tamura. There's no such thing as Tamura by a Karban Tzibur. No such thing. Number two, Karbanos Yachid, no Heges, Bein B'Zacharim, Ubein Medekevos. A Karban Yachid could be a male or a female. Very simple. Karbanos Tzibur, Eino Heges, Eino Hegen, Ela B'Zacharim. A Karban Tzibur can only be a male. Okay? Number three, Karbanos Yachid, Chayiv B'Achriyasan. A Karban Yachid, you can make yourself Chayiv to replace it if it got lost. By a Karban Tzibur, there's no such thing. If a carbon tzibur and got lost. No replacement. Also, uba'achrayas niskehem. And you also have a responsibility to pay for the nisachim. Doesn't mean to pay. It means to bring them. So let's say you come to bring a carbon and you don't have time to get the nisachim. So you owe the nisachim. You bring them out. That's going to apply by a carbon tzibur also. The nisachim have to always be brought. Even if it's not that day, you bring them whenever you can. But the first part, that a carbon yachid, you can be responsible to replace it if it got lost or stolen or ran away. You have to pay for a backup. There's no such thing by a carbon tzibur. For karbanos tzibur, ein chayavim ba'achrayasan. There's no such thing as a responsibility as a backup. V'lo ba'achrayos niskehen. And there's also no achrayas regarding the b'nesachim. But then Rashi says, but then the Mishnah continues, Aval chayavin ba'achrayas niskein shikarav hazevach. But you are responsible when it's brought. In other words, if it wasn't brought yet, and it got lost or stolen or someone, whatever, ran away, so you don't have to replace it. A carbon tzibur, you don't have to replace it, and you don't have to bring the nesachim. But if you brought it already, and you didn't bring the nesachim today for a carbon tzibur, you have to bring it at some point in the future. Okay? Look at Rashi. Rashi says the last wide line. Klomar, yesh mehen me'osan shekavu lehen zman. Right? There are some karbonos that have a set point time. Shafilu avar zmanam, even if the time passed, chayev lahakrivan, you still have to bring it. Karbon yachid. Kigon, for example. Karbon olas yoledas. A karbon when a woman has a baby. Or karbonos mitzura. Im avar shmini shelo, if the eighth day passed, yachal, I would think, lakrivu lachazman. You bring it at any time. So you may bring it on the eighth day. So what? So bring it to the ninth day. Bring it to the thousandth day. It'll make a difference. Aval karbanos tzibur, sheyesh lahem zman, karbanos tzibur have a set time, right? Im avar zmanam, if the time passed, batal hakarban, the carbon's gone. Ken refarish b'gemar, like we'll explain in the gemar. You don't bring the carbon on Sukkis. So you don't bring it after Sukkis. You didn't bring it on Sukkis. What are you supposed to do? There's no makeup. When a woman has a baby, she has to bring a carbon. So she'll bring it the first available day. She brings it anytime she wants. That's the difference. Right?
Carbon tumen if you don't bring it in the morning.
What?
Carbon tumen if you don't bring it.
So you don't bring it. There's no makeup. Okay. Okay, next. Yesh karbanos hatzibur. Masha'im ber karbanos yachid. Karbanos tzibur has one thing over karban yachid. It's only one thing. Shekarbanos tzibur do'ochanas haShabbos v'yasatuma. A karban tzibur is brought on Shabbos. It's brought petuma. Right? V'ein karban karbanos yachid eino do'ochanas haShabbos v'lo v'yasatuma. Karban yachid is not brought on Shabbos and it's not brought petuma either. Right? Amar Reb Meir. So Reb Meir says, wait a minute. V'halo chavite kohen gadol. The chavitin of a kohen gadol, which is a carbon that the kohen gadol, it's a mincha carbon that he brings every day. The par Shiyom HaKippurim. And the par of Yom Kippur. Sher Kabanos Yachid Hei. They're private Kabanos. They're Kabanos of the Kohen Gadol. The par he brings for himself. The Kohen Gadol. V'dochen es HaShabbos V'satumah. And the Docha Shabbos and the Docha Tumah. You can argue, you can quibble, which the Gemara is going to do, and you can say, well, that's not really Kabanos Yachid. Happens to be that the Kohen Gadol brings them. That's not really Kabanos Yachid, it's Kabanos Tzibur. Mm-hmm. Right?
And the Kohen Gadol can be Tameh?
What? Yes, maybe. But let's talk about the Shabbos part. Okay. I don't know. Ella, so 1 second. So he asks him, what about a chavite Kohen Gadol? At least 2 Kabanos. The Kohen Gadol brings them on Shabbos. If Yom Kippur's on a Shabbos, Yom Kippur also, you know, I'm going to bring an Ola today. I'm here anyway. I'll bring an Ola. You know, I'll do that. Can't bring on Yom Kippur. But the Kohen Gadol brings on Yom Kippur something. So it's a Karban Yachid, yet it's Doche. So the Mishnah changes it. Ella, rather, Shezmanam Kavua. The Zman is Kovea, meaning it's a set time. Meaning Rashi says, what does that mean? Klomar. In a time, Tali Ella B'Kviyat Zman. The only factor is the Kviyat Zman. Not Tibur and not Yochid. If it's Kviyat Zman, even if it's a carbon Yochid, it's brought on Shabbos. There's no such thing except for the Kohen Gadol. But if you could dream up another carbon Yochid, that is a Zman Kavua, for example, carbon Pesach, it's brought even on Shabbos. Has nothing to do with Yochid and Tibur. Has to do with Zman and not Zman. So an Ola can bring it anytime you want. A Yoledes, anytime she wants. A Nazir, a Mitzorah, whenever they want. That's never brought on Shabbos. So it's always said. Now, by the way, even a carbon Tibur, if the Zman's not Kavua, it's not brought on Shabbos. For example, a Par Helam Davar Shel Tibur. Bezi made a mistake. And they said something's Mutter. It's not really Mutter. And they made a mistake. So every person that did that Aveira has to bring on carbon? No. Bezi made a mistake. Bezi's fault. They bring one carbon. The carbon Tibur. They can bring it on Shabbos? Of course not. They can bring it anytime they want. Bring it Sunday. Bring it Shabbos for. Right? So Rashi continues. The only thing that matters is the time. Also, Shizmanam Kavua, if the time is set, Shem Avar Zmanam, and the time passed, Ein Lehem Tashlumen. And there's no Tashlumen, you can't make it up. For example, the power of Yom Kippur, you can't make that up. Dochen Shabbos V'Tuma Afilu D'Yachid. Even if it's a carbon Yachid, it's Dochen Shabbos. V'Chol She Ein Lehem Zman Kavua, and if it doesn't have a set time, Ain't a dochen Shabbos v'tumah afilu b'tibur. Even if it's a carbon tibur, kigon par helam davar shel tibur u'tziiri avodas kol chavim. Right, if the whole Klai Yisrael worship the avodah zara is being a special carbon, that'd be that on Shabbos. It's a carbon tibur. Yeah, but you don't have to bring it on Shabbos. It's on zman kavua. Okay.
What are the three over here?
What three?
There's
a lot of kabbalas. A million kabbalas tibur.
Huh?
There's a million kabbalas tibur.
No.
No, I said there's one thing.
If 10 people bring a carbon together,
he says in the universe.
Yeah, consider carbon yachid.
Aristotle says three.
Aristotle says three what?
The Mishnah delineates three laws that apply to communal offerings but not to personal offerings.
We just read the Mishnah.
Yeah, I don't see three.
I don't need to see three. I see one. There's one difference. Yeah. That first we said Shabbos, then we change it to Zman Kavua. It's the only difference.
That's what he said, the Aristotle.
What?
The Aristotle says three.
If you want to infer from the other three, no Tamura, what was the second one? No Tamura, only males, and the third one was that you don't have to, you're not chayv and achrayis if you lose it. Okay.
It's just the reverse of the first.
I know. We just read the Mishnah, only one difference. Difference is man kavua. It's not a hard daf today.
Good.
Now, carbon yachid osa Tamura. Carbon yachid, you can make it Tamura. Uklalahu? Is that a rule? Any carbon yachid you can make it tamura? It's not true. Very ofos, but birds, the carbon yachid, who've enos and tamura. You can't make it tamura on a bird. Why not? We'll learn how to psukim. So Gemara says, yeah, you're right. Ki ketani, bibehema ketani. I was only talking about animals. The Shmi is not talking about birds, talking about animals. Vahare, vlad, but what about an offspring? The carbon yachid who? Enos and tamura. And it's an animal and you can't make it tamura on a vlad. So Gemara says, well, Hamani Rabbi Hudi, he damar vlados in Tamura. He says you can. Vare Tamura Atma, listen to this. Vare Tamura Atma, the carbon yachid, he. Tamura itself is a carbon yachid. Right? Vein osin Tamura. Vein Tamura osin Tamura. You can't make a Tamura on the Tamura. So you see, not every animal you can make a tamura. What does that mean to make a tamura on a tamura? I have animal A. I want to transfer the kedusha to animal B. What happens to animal B? Tamura. I did an aveira, but it's a carbon now. Now I want to take tamura B and make it make C, also a carbon. That doesn't work. So you see that not every animal you can make a tamura. So Gemara answers, I was talking about the main carbon, not the tumura carbon. Well, hashta da'asas l'hachi, now that I said that answer, then I feel tamer rabbanon. I can even talk about the vlad, I can just say like this, be'ikr zvicha katani, we're talking about the main carbon. The main carbon can make tumura always. Then we said, karbanos yachid, no heges, bein b'zicharib, bein b'dekebos. Now the Gemara says, oh, is that true? There's no third option. Right, so it's either males or females. What the Gemara is asking is, Rashi points out, Mashma kol karbon shechayiv hayach lahavi bein zachar bein akeva. Any animal, any carbon you have to bring, can be a male or a female. That's not true. That doesn't sound like the Mishnah is saying. Any animal you bring, any carbon you ever want to bring, can be a male or a female. That's not true. Vari ola de karbon yachid zachar isi nekeva lo isi. What about an ola? Can only be a male? The Gemara's going to answer, no, it meant either or. That's what I meant, right? So the Gemara says, Ho'ika olas ha'of. But there's olas ha'of, which is only males. The Tanya, Tamos zachris b'behema, vein Tamos v'zachris b'ofos. There's only males and male and zachar by behema.
Thomas.
That has, I'm sorry, Thomas means, means no mum. V'zachris b'behema, vein Tamos v'zachris b'ofos. But when it comes to birds, they don't have to have, they're allowed to have a mum, as long as they're not missing an aver, a small little one they could have, and they don't care if they're male or female. So what do you see? That birds can be either or. Now, didn't we just say a minute ago that we're not talking about birds?
Right?
Right? So someone asked that question. The Shita Mekabesi asked that question. He says, no. We're not talking about birds when it comes to Tamura. But about other stuff in the Mishnah, we are talking about birds. Okay? Nothing else you can say. Vare carbon chatos, the carbon yachid hu. But a carbon chatos of a yachid is nekevihi. Nekevi ishya, zachar lo ishya. So it's not even true. You can't even bring a chatos. There's such a thing as a chatos male animal. Not so fast. Because seir, nasi. There's a carbon that a nasi brings, a melech. He brings his own carbon chatos. Demaisi, zachar. That is a male. Voyeka asham, yachid. What about an asham? The zachar ma'isi nekev lo asi can only be a male, not a female. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Kik am rabbanon. Rabbanon only talking about karbanos ben karban the shavi ben yachid ben tibur that are similar by a yachid and by a tibur. Asham the yachid itzya tibur lethya. There's no such thing as a carbon asham of a tibur. No such thing. There's never such a thing brought. So therefore, asham's not a kasha. V'boy seima, or I can give another answer. This is the answer that I said. Mika tani kol karbanos, kol karbanos. Say all karbanos. Doesn't say that line. It says yesh karbanos katani. There are certain karbanos that could be either a male or a female. Umayniu, what are those? Shlamim. A carbon shlamim can be either or, right? V'boy nekeva maisi, v'boy zachar maisi. A carbon shlamim can be either male or female. Next. Karbanos yachid chayavin b'achuyatzan. A carbon yachid, you have to, if it got lost or stolen, you have to make it up. Menahani mili, how do we know that? That what? That by a carbon tzibur, you don't have to do that. How do you know by a carbon tzibur, you don't have to? The Tana Rabbanon, it says, dvar yom biyomo. Every carbon in its time, right? Dvar yom biyomo, melamed, shekal hayom kosher limusafin. You can bring a carbon musaf the whole day. Says Rashi, Ubulvad, you can carbon musaf all day. Ubulvad, as long as sheyakdimu musafin l'tamid shel ben arba'im. As long as you bring the tamid, as long as you bring it before you bring the tamid. You can bring a musaf all day, but it's got to be before the tamid. You can't bring a carbon musaf after the tamid, right? You got to bring, right? But if you want to bring a musaf, if it's like today, today's Rosh Chodesh Av, there's a musaf today. The shki is not till 8 o'clock at night. So you can bring a musaf the whole day, as long as it's before the carbon tamid in the afternoon, right? So the amar aleha hashleim kolar karbanos kulan. Make sure all the karbanos are brought before you bring a carbon tamid. what does it have to do with achrayim? So far, nothing. Right? So, yeah. There's a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah that says that you could bring a carbon musaf after the carbon tamid. How could that be? It says, the assay of bringing a musaf is doch, which is a say of a, it's a big assay, the carbon musaf. It's doch the assay that nothing can be brought after a tamid, which is a smaller assay, not such a...
So,
huh?
Which
one's more? What? Yeah, I don't know. That's what he says. Okay, anyway. Now we continue the Gemara. Biyomo, on its day. Malamed shim avrayom v'lo v'viyo. In a chayi b'ach rosan. It says, dvar yom biyomo. If I don't bring it today, why didn't I bring it today? Because I was lazy? No, because I was lazy. Because I lost it. So if I don't bring it today, I don't have to bring it. Yachal, I would think, lo yehi chayi b'ach rayis nesachim afal pi shekar v'zevach. So then I would think, then you know what? If I bring the animal, but I don't have, what do you call it? I didn't bring the nesachim. So I'm potter for bringing the nesachim. I don't have to bring them. Talmud lomar min chasam v'niskehem. Right? Balayla, even at night. Min chasam v'niskehem l'machar, even tomorrow. Okay? I can bring them even at night. I can bring them even tomorrow. Rish Lakish amar mehacha. Another pasuk. It says, milvad shabsos Hashem. Except the Shabbosos of Hashem. Okay? That is the next pasuk in the pasuk of Dvar Yom B'Yom, which is read. So it says, bring every carbon in its appointed time. The very next pasuk says, Mulvad Shabbosos Hashem. This is a pasuk in Parshat Emor. Right? It says, Elam Ode Hashem. These are the, right, bring carbonos Dvar Yom B'Yom. Every day in its day. Very next pasuk, Mulvad Shabbosos Hashem. Except for Shabbos. What do you mean, except for Shabbos? Mulvad Shabbosos Hashem. Right? Meaning, you can't bring any carbon you want on Shabbos.
Says the, I'm confused.
Yeah.
We're trying to bring a raya for the carbon yachid.
No, we're trying to bring a raya that a carbon tzibur that gets lost, you don't have to replace.
Oh, sorry.
So what? How do we know it doesn't have to, you lost it. So you have to replace it? No, you don't have to replace it. No makeup. There's no makeup. How do you know that? Because it says Dvar Yom Biyomo on every single day. If the day passed, you didn't bring it, there's no makeup.
Right.
That's how the first person learns it out. Okay. Rish Lakish Amar Mehacha, another vort. It says, Mulvad Shabsos Hashem. The very next pasuk. It says, Mulvad Shabsos Hashem. Rashi says, this is a little bit of some mental gymnastics here. Rashi says, Dahachi Ksiv Zevach Unesachim Dvar Yom Biyomo. That was the previous pasuk. Bring it on its day, every carbon on its day. Milvad Shabbos Hashem. Except for Shabbos. Umishum de darshinan smuchin. We darshin smuchin. There's two pesukim next to each other. Dvar yom biyomo. On every specific day. Hakrev nesachim. Milvad osan shal Shabbos. Except for Shabbos. Which means, the in yontav achar Shabbos hu. If yontav is on a Sunday. Tikarev nesachav. Im carbon osav. Bring the nesachim together with the carbonos. And bring the nesachim you forgot, bring them today. So what do you see? The carbon you don't have to bring. That's lost. The nesachim you have to bring. So, right? So Rish Lakish learns it out of a funny drasha that the carbon's gone. The nesachim you can still bring. Okay? Now, Utsrichi, I need both psukim. I need both of these drushes. Dikas of Rahman Mulvad Shabbos Hashem. Finally, had the first one. Hava, I mean, I would have thought, by Yom In, by Laila Lo. The day, yes. At night, no. You can't bring a carbon, you can't bring a sachem at night. Amar Kra, Umin Chasam, Finiskehem. Dikas of Rahman, Umin Chasam, Finiskehem. Elon would have said those words. Vloksi, Mulvad Shabbos Hashem. Have, I mean, I would have thought, Balayla in, Bima below. You can't bring it by day, only at night. Maishna, or would I think that? Mishum de kachim, Laila, holech acharayom. Because when it comes to kachim, the night follows the day. Tzrichi, therefore I have both. Now, they're going to ask the obvious question. Unesachem, mikrevi balayla? Can you bring the sachem at night? Who ever heard of that? Vatnan, ein li el dvarim shadarkan le karba yilayla. I understand things that are brought at night, kigod, for example, evarim, upidarim, the fat and the limbs that are burned throughout the night, shemakriven, mavo hashemesh. You can bring them by shkia time, umetzakli, v'holchon kol alayla, kulo, and they burn the whole night. Dvarim shedakin likarv bayom. Things you bring by day, kigon, kometz, akometz, halavona, minchas nezachim, shemal and mavo hashemesh. You can put them up there at shkia time. Sigmar says, mavo hashemesh talkadaitach. You think you can put them up at shkia? Va'amarta, dvarim shedakin likarv bayom, no, talking about by day. You're right. Ela imba hashemesh, before shkia. I'm going to put them up there before shkia. Shemes aklin v'hochlin kol laila. They're going to burn the whole night. Minayin. How do I know I'm allowed to do that? Talmud lomar. Zos toras ha'ola. Reba. It's an extra word. Ketani mia. Bottom line is, nesachim bayom. You cannot bring nesachim at night. You can bring them by day. They'll burn throughout the night. That's what you can do. You can't put it up there at night. What are we talking about? You can put it up there at night. Amar rabbi chama lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan. The Mishnah, this Brisa that said, yes, you can burn the Sachem at night, it didn't mean to put them on the Mizbeach at night. That's for sure you can't do. No one holds you can do that. It means, Likadesh, to put them in a Kli Shares, to be Mekadesh it. That you can do at night. Prepare it. Kan, when the Mishnah said, no, of course you can't do these things at night, that meant Likarev. That meant to bring it. The Shita Bekebetis asks, 1 minute, you put something in a Kli Shares at night, you're Mekadosh it at night in the Kli. We're not talking about in your kitchen that you got it ready to bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. We're talking about in the Kli Shares. Then how could you not bring it that night? If you don't bring it that night, it becomes Pasabalina. He doesn't answer that question. The truth is, the Gemara is sort of going to get to that on the base. So I'm not sure what the Gemara is talking about here, because it's not allowed to do that. You can't bring a carbon, get it all ready, and not bring it. And then we'll do it in the morning. No such thing.
Actually, maybe he can.
How?
Well, use the Nesachim. If you didn't put in the Kli Shares, just offered it already.
Yeah.
Maybe you can do it tomorrow.
No, but he doesn't get much answer. Kindly Kaddish. But you put in the Kli Shares
to get... saying it, but that's you asked for an example where it doesn't work that way.
Right. So the Shita Gemara leads up to Tarachi, and how could this be? But the Gemara sort of will say that in the base anyway. Amalei Rava, I Mikdash Kadche, Kruvi Mikrovi. And if you put it in a if you put it in a Kli Shares, does that mean it's going to be brought anyway? Right? Vatanya, Zaklal, Kol Hakarev Biyom. If it's brought by day, and Kadosh El Biyom, it can only be sanctified by day. Sort of our question. V'Kol Hakarev Balayla. If it's brought at night, not many things are brought at night, but if it is. Kodesh Balayla. You can be back to shit at night. Bim Bayom Bim Balayla. Kodesh Bim Bayom Bim Balayla. So how could you put a Kli Shares at night? You can't bring it at night. How does it work? It's not a Lina question, but it's a similar question. Ella Amar of Yosef. Sami Minchas Nesachim Meha Masnisa. Take Minchas Nesachim out. Remove it. It's not true. It cannot be brought at night. Right?
Nothing can be brought at night.
No. Minchas Nesachim can be brought at night.
After the
tumid? Yeah. But remove it from the ones that can't be brought at night.
And you're going to throw it up?
Yeah. That's what he says over here.
I thought the tumid was supposed to be the last one.
What?
I thought the tumid is supposed to be the last one at night.
Last carbon, but this last is just things that are just getting burnt. It's not a carbon, really.
Then it's not has the same status as carbon. The suffering is a carbon.
It's part of a carbon.
It's not the fats. It's
right.
Not the, it's not the, like they call it in my bar.
Right, so we're not finished with the story. Kisalak Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi went to Eretz Yisrael, Ashichel of Yirmiyah, he was found of Yirmiyah. The Yosef of Kabbar Shred of Yeshua ben Levi, Menayim le Nesachem Abayim and Mazevach, Shem Kriv Mel Bayom. How do you only allowed to be Nesachem by day? You can't be Nesachem at night. What are you talking about? Tamil El Tamil Omar, Ul Miskehem, Ul Shal Mechem. Nesachem and Shlomim, together. Ma Shlomim Bayom, Af Nesachem Bayom. So he made a very simple answer. There's no such thing as Nesachem at night. Omar, he said back, Ah, I Ashichel, the Kasif Agirta, if I could find somebody to write a letter for me, Shalchalel of Yosef, I'll send that back to Yosef to tell him, that's the pshat, you don't have to remove from the Mishnah, from that Brisa. You don't have to remove it. Leave it in there. But it can't be done at night. It's on Akasha. Kan, when the Brisa said that they can be brought by day, it's been a Shachim Habon Mazevach. when the Nesachim come with the carbon. Just like the carbon is brought by day, the Nesachim has to be brought by day. Kan, when can the Nesachim be brought at night? HaNesachim abam if they ask one. If they brought by themselves. I brought the carbon a month ago. Why didn't I bring the Nesachim a month ago? I didn't have money. I didn't have money then. I didn't bring the Nesachim. Now I have. Now I brought. That could be done at night. Now, the havi le igarta.
I don't understand this. If you bring a carbon with the Nesachim together.
Has to be by day.
But then by nature, if you didn't do it.
You didn't do it. So the carbon was brought. The Nesachim I didn't bring. I'll come back a month later.
So what does it mean you have to do it by day?
If you have it. You can't say, well, we'll do this, the carbon today, and we'll do the Nesachim at night. You can't do that. But if you show up just with the Nesachim, that can be done at night.
This sounds very familiar. Did we learn it in Menachah?
I think so. I think we learned this, yeah. Now the Gemara says like this. Now we're going to get, now it really starts the Agadah now. The whole tangent now. V'i havile igerta, and if you had a guy to write a letter for you, mi efshar lemishlisa, you could write down Torah? You allowed to write Torah down in a letter? V'ha amar of your Abba Bereder of Yichia, bar Abba, amar of Yochanan, kos v'halachos, someone writes down Torah, kisore v'ha-Torah. It's like burning the Torah. V'ha malamed mehen, and if you teach Torah from a written text, ain't a note del schar. You don't get any reward for that. What?
Yeah.
You can't write the Gemara. So what's going on? Yeah. This doesn't apply today at all.
Otherwise, what are we doing here?
Yeah? So Darash of Yehuda Bar Nachneni, Miturgamine Dursh Lakish, they explained, Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Kasav Lachas Advar Me'ila, write down these words. It's in Parashas Kisisa. Write down these words. For Kasav Echad Omer, one pasuk says, Kial Pi Advar Me'ila. Don't write down anything, only by oral tradition. Lama Lacha. Dvarim Shal Peh, if it's oral tradition, Iyatar Rashai La'omron B'Ksav. You're not allowed to write it down. The oral tradition cannot be written down. Why can't it be written down? Why not? Why can't it be written down? Why can't it be written down?
Because they wanted a Masorah, maybe.
Why? Why can't it be written down? Write it down and have a Masorah. Why can't it be written down?
Because
no one gives that answer.
I just did.
The Chassam Sofer says, because we didn't want the Goyim to see it.
Right.
That's one answer.
Wow. You want the Goyim to see what?
You don't want the Goyim to see the Torah Shabbat Peh.
Why?
Because it's bad enough to see the Torah Shabbat Peh.
But they were afraid they would come to me to Chacham. We're afraid that they're going to sell light to Jews? I don't understand what the thing is.
Yeah.
You don't want them to see it.
That's one answer. The Ritva says, when it's written down, you're less precise.
What?
You're less precise if it's written down. Al, look it over. If it's oral, you have to be more precise. Just the opposite of what you'd think.
Yeah, it's the opposite.
If it's more precise, if it's oral. Because every word you got to hear. As written down, I'll look it over later. Less precise.
You're supposed to make more mistakes if it's not written down. I think when it comes to Masorah, though, if your Rebbe explains something to you, it's a lot different than reading it in a paper.
Can I just say that?
You said a Masorah. It's not a Masorah issue. It's an issue of being more precise.
No, I don't think it's a more precise thing. Because if you forget or make a mistake in between, or you didn't say everything, you just got messed up.
But that's what you. Right. But what you're saying is that you're not being precise. So you make a mistake. You don't make a mistake. You have a Masorah if it's oral. No mistakes.
But it lends to more mistakes.
How so?
But you got to memorize it.
Okay.
No, I think what it means precise is when somebody tells you something.
He says in Hebrew.
Subject to interpretation.
There's no way to translate these words into Hebrew. He says you're medactic better. When it's not written down.
More careful.
The Marshal gives an unbelievable reason. You know why it couldn't be written down? Because then you're limited by the text. If it's oral, it's unlimited.
And the whole Torah is written down.
No, the Torah Shebiktav. Torah Shebiktav is written down. That's the next line of the Gemara. V'shebiktav, and if it's written down, Yatav Rishai Lomar Bal Peh. You're not allowed to say it Bal Peh. We'll get to that one in a minute. First one's first. Says the Marshal, if it's written down, you think you're limited. I only have this. If it's oral, it's unlimited. For interesting reasons. Now, we don't hold up this today, but there was a time when they did. Which was what the Gemara saying. What, they wrote it down? It's like burning Torah. No schar. Very harsh. There was a time in history where they wouldn't write anything down.
Wasn't there a written Mishnah?
No. At this point, I don't know. But at some point, it wasn't written down. So whenever that point was, if you wrote something down, it was like the worst thing in the world.
Didn't Rabbi precede his Amoraim?
What?
Didn't Rebbe precede his Amorai? He compiled the Mishnah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you mean they couldn't write down? They had the Mishnah. Didn't they have the Mishnah?
I don't know if he wrote it down or he compiled it. I don't know. And by the way, most hold that the issue of writing down was only for Rabbah. But for private, you were allowed to write it down.
Yeah.
Right? You know who wrote down almost everything? A guy by the name of a guy, Reb Meir. Tana Reb Meir wrote his own notes. That's one of the reasons. I only heard this from Beryl Wine. I never heard this from anyone else. That Stam Mishnah's Reb Meir is because it was all his notes. Because he wrote it down. So when Rebbe said, okay, we're going to break the law and we're going to start writing things down, I got all these notes of it. Might as well use these notes.
Isn't there, if the oral tradition,
yeah,
it's important that you have heard it from the master. If it's written down, you don't know that it came from him. It could have been just...
I'm sure there's more answers.
Yeah.
Why you can't write it down. Only if these are the three that they quote in the Masifta. I'm sure there's more answers. You hear?
No, the article says very clearly, it's exactly the same idea, that when somebody tells over something, if you read something, you don't know what the writer was thinking.
Right.
But when you...
Right, it's all the same idea. It's all the same idea. It's all the same idea. Right, it's all the same idea. And by the converse is true. Whatever's written down, which is the five books of Moses, the Torah was written down, and Navi was written down. The only thing that was written down was Torah and Navi. Nothing else written down. That, Eiv Sharla Omra Baksav. That, that you're not allowed to say Balpeh. You're not allowed to say the Balpeh. He asks Tosa, does that still apply? Does that still apply? The other one doesn't apply. Does this one still apply? He asks Tosos. Then Tomar, top Tosos. Hey, he can't read a Mizmar Balpeh. How could you daven Balpeh? How could you? How do you daven Balpeh? Has it written down? You can't read a Balpeh.
Why
Mizmar Balpeh. The Yesh Lomar, he answers. How can you say Oz Yashir Balpeh?
Okay, that's Torah.
That's Torah, and it's also davening.
Okay, but it's
half most of davening is Tehillim. How can you say Balpeh? I know Mizmos of the Bahart. It's very short. I know it by heart. So I'm davening. I'm not looking inside. So I'm not allowed to do that? Now, why does Tosas ask this question if it doesn't apply even? Tosas answers, V'yesh Lomar, Dein lahakbid rak masha kasav b'chumish, V'ein lahakbid rak masha kasav b'chumish. Only makbid if it's written in chumish. What does that mean? Meaning, stam tfilos benching. Benching is not a now you can say by heart. Why? Benching is not chumish. Only makbid on Torah. So on stam tfilos somebody made up, Yotzros, whatever. That you can say by heart. I don't care about that. Stam tefila? Amnam kasha. Hechi karinan, how could you read by heart? Vayosha, which is Yashir, and Kriyishma. How could you read it by heart? V'yesh Lomar, and he answers, De'ein lahakbid ela b'davar shemotzi achem dechavaso. You only makbid if you go to somebody else.
If what?
If you're motzi somebody else. You want to be say Kriyishma by heart? Go right ahead. You're not motzi anyone else. If you're a Sheikh Tzibur, it's not Motzi anybody. What? It's a good question. What's a Svar, right?
Yeah. The example of Oz Yashir is interesting, though, because the whole thing is that Moshe said it, and everybody knew it by heart, as if, you know, it was communicated orally.
It doesn't stem with they bring a very interesting thing in our scroll, why Torah must be written down. Because you learn things from the way things are spelled.
Exactly, I was going to say that. That's what the Ritva says that. If you learn things from the Yaseiros, the extra letters, if you're saying it by heart, you're missing all that.
Right.
Tosa says, oh, no, you make a mistake. They'll make a mistake. They'll come to make a mistake.
So why are you not worried about making a mistake when you're getting orally transmitted from your Rebbe? That you're not worried about making a mistake.
Correct.
This is your worry about making a mistake.
Correct. Yeah. The Mordechai gives a third answer. He says because that Sukkim that everybody knows, like Shema, everyone holds a container by heart. Everybody knows things are Torah Tzivalon, all these famous pesukim that you can say by heart, right? Some random pasuk in Ezra, you shouldn't say that by heart.
Say by heart for what purpose?
For davening. He said, "Tosfos is about davening."
Davening is not necessarily. What do we need to do for davening? You don't have to. Except maybe you said something about what's the difference between stuff that you're being judged to somebody with and stuff not what's enough for you.
Might
be my opinion on that.
What do you mean?
I think what Tosus's answer was that things that you're being yotza other people's chiyuv, right? Yotza dechavasam, that you can't.
Right. Well, so apparently they didn't have sedurim, because he goes over here what? They didn't have sedurim. So Tosus Yishanim says in the name of the Yerushalmi that the Seder Hayom like on of Yom Kippur, which some people say in one of the Korbanos, that you could say every day, because you could say Musaf by heart. Most feels Musaf you could say by heart. He says over here you could say Hallel by heart.
Now you're going to all sorts of
Because this is only Torah, not Navi, not Tehillim, right? Then the Rabbi Yonah says any pasuk that's a mitzvah to say, like Krishma, you could say by heart.
This is like pick and choose.
You just
stop
saying.
Kahanim, you could say by heart. Think about that. Most Kahanim don't say it. They say by heart.
Of course they do.
Sometimes they have those cards. They have cards. Sometimes they have a card.
Hard to look at a card while you're handing.
But your hands are up and the talus is over your head. You're looking at a card.
Others say the Kolbo says the only ither to say, which not known to like this answer, to say Torah by heart is if you do it with the trup. If you do it without chop, it's also mutter. Why should that be? Right? So, the funny thing is, the Tosfos is
there to help you.
Correct.
Remember.
Tosfos even asks the question, doesn't it apply today? Right? V'tana de Rabbi Shmuel, kosev lecha at ha-dvar me'ela. Ela at ha-kosev, aval ena at ha-kosev halachas. But you're not allowed to write down halachas. So what was going on here? He said, if I could only have a guy to write a letter for me, I'd send a letter about this book. So Amri Dilma Milsa Chadat Hashani. Maybe a new vart's different. If it's something new, you came up with a new pshat that maybe that you can write down. Amri Yochanan Rish Lakish Ma'ane B'Sifra Dagadat B'Shabbos. Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish used to look at the Sefer of Hilchas Shabbos on Shabbos. Rashi says two words: Shlo Yishtachu. They shouldn't forget. So new things you can write down. For Darshi Hachi, they made the following drasha: Eis Lasos Hashem. It's a time to do for Hashem. Heferu Torah Secha. It's time to uproot the Torah. You can't take this law into your own hands. Muta Amri. Mutav Ta'akar Torah. I'd rather violate these rules and write down Torah. Right? Then you shouldn't write it down. Val Tishkach Torah Mi'Yisrael. And that Torah shouldn't be forgotten. I'd rather write it down than have Torah forgotten. Which is a fascinating concept. Okay? What? Tell you who doesn't decide. Me and you. Amrif Papa. Hashta the Asis Damarta Nisachim Haboim if they ask them Kraven Afila Balaila. If they're brought by themselves, they could even be brought at night. So Nizdamnu Nisachim Balaila. Then if you have Nisachim, someone come went to this you write says, I went to the store, I bought Nisachim. Daitar now. Excellent. Makdishim Balaila, Umakriven. You could bring it Makdish at night and bring it up. Amrile of Yosef, Raid of Shimon Shmailer of Papa. Tanya Misayelach. Oh my goodness, time to stop. Tanya Misayelach. Zaklau. Karakar Bayom, Eina Kodesh El Bayom. Vakalakar Balaila, Kodesh Balaila. Omer Vada Barava, Va'alos Hashacher, Poseles, Bahen, Kevarm. Yeah, but the dawn will make a puzzle. It's not burnt by dawn. Kiyasar of Dimi, Omer Vyokhan, Mishra Shirma Yahzadak, Eila Tasil Hashem Mordechen. Eilu Chobas Habos, Chova Beregel. That's what you bring on the regal. Levav ben Nosechem ben Nosechem. Limit al andar ben Adavos shekev mechal shamoy. You can bring these korbanos on chalamoy. Volosechem. Bemekas the bedaber. E olos neder. What does olosechem mean? If it means neder, harik for amar nedarum. E olos nedava, harik for amar nedvosechem. It's in the davas. Ha eno medaber elu ba olos yoledas and olos mitzora. Those olos. Fine. Ulmin chosechem. Bemekas the bedaber. What does minchas mean? E minchas neder harik for amar. If it's a neder already said. E minchas o nedava harik for amar already said. Minchas Kenos is a sota, and Minchas Chote if somebody swore falsely or these kind of things. We'll stop here. Amalei Abaya. Yeah, we'll stop here. Amalei Abaya, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day. And a good Chodesh, and a good Shabbos.